Tonight, the title of my message is called, He Touched Me. There's a passage of scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, where Jesus is, he's sitting on top of this mountain and he's talking with some of his disciples, and he's talking about some of the principles of the kingdom of God. But as he's sharing these things, he begins to make his way back down this mountain. And at the bottom of the mountain, it was a man there who was a leper. And he, Bible says that he worshiped Jesus. Now, this man who was down on this bottom of this mountain, he wasn't up on the mountain where the rest of the crowd was at because of his leprosy. See, the leprosy that he had, it caused him to be banished from people. He was unclean. He couldn't be within a certain distance of other people, or they too would become unclean. And this leprosy was, it's a strange thing, because leprosy is something that you can see on the outside. It causes a man or a woman's skin to decay, ultimately eating up and causing limbs to fall off. But something more deeper than that takes place with this leprosy. The leprosy not only eats up your skin and causes your limbs to fall off, it also eats up your nerves, causing a person to no longer be sensitive to touch, no longer being sensitive to pain. And so Jesus, he's come down on the bottom of this mountain, and he sees this man. And this man, he tells Jesus, with all his leprosy, he says, listen, if you could heal me, if you can. And immediately Jesus said, I can. And the Bible says that he put forth his hand, and he touched him. And I just want to pray for a minute. Lord, I'm asking God tonight, God, that you would touch us, God. Lord, we need your touch, God. Lord, I pray, God, for those who are hurting, God, those who are in pain, God, those who find themselves banished, God, in a sense, Lord, I'm asking for your touch tonight, God. Lord, I pray, God, tonight that you would hide me behind your cross. God, ultimately, God, that you would cause your word to go forth, God, and that it would bring forth a fruit in the life of your people that would last. Lord, glorify your name tonight, God. That's our chiefest desire. That's all we long for tonight, God, is that you would be honored and you would be glorified. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Now, this leprosy, again, like I said, it would cause the person who had leprosy to be considered unclean. And they would be banished from their community, having to live in a place with other lepers. And again, being unsensitive to the touch. You know, I read something and it said that some people that had leprosy, because they lost the sensitivity in their bodies, that rats would eat off their fingers and they wouldn't even know it. They wouldn't feel it. They could pick up something that's boiling hot and it'd be no effect to them because the sensitivity is gone. You know, when I think about this man with leprosy and I look around in this place, Pastor David said it so well. He said that there's many of us here and we on the outside, we look so good. On the outside, we do everything that we can to kind of convince people around us that things are all right. But there's something inside that's eating us up. It's a leprosy. Now, I can be transparent with you, because as I sung this song tonight, we all sung this song, I meant it from the bottom of my heart. I said, God, I'm not going to withhold nothing from you. I do surrender all, God. There's still some areas that brings pain, but at the same time, it brings joy because I know that I've been delivered and set free. Now, Jesus puts his hands forth and he touches this man. But he makes himself vulnerable to the same disease, which this vulnerability was nothing but a precursor to the vulnerability that he would face on the cross. You see, speaking about this cross for a minute, you know, the cross was a humiliating, it was an excruciating death. It was pretty much, bottom line, it was an execution. And he found himself on that cross, beat up, worn out, toe up. You know, I hear Pastor Dave all the time. He talks about this beam, this wooden beam. But the one that was leading them on their way to the crucifixion, what would happen is they would have to have this wooden beam, which would weigh about 100 pounds. And I thought about that. When you get your behind kicked and whooped and toe up and you ain't got no more strength, and somebody throw another big heavy load on your back, and you got to just keep trekking. But he did all of this because he loves us. And every time I think about that, I think about the leprosy I once had in my own life. Many of you heard the story before, but as a young man growing up in a drug dealer family, I always wanted to do the right thing. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have a job. I wanted to just do the right thing, get a house, a white picket fence. But because of the way that I was brought up, my family being a drug dealer family, I wasn't afforded that opportunity. People was expecting so much more from me. They was expecting that I was going to be the next drug dealer. And so I grew up most of my life living two lives. One deep down inside that wanted to be the real Derek. One that nobody couldn't understand because they was expecting something else. And it was a portion of me that I had to try to please them on the outside because I didn't know no better. And so I tried to do all those things that people expected me to do. And it was a leprosy forming inside of my heart because there was another man living inside of here and he couldn't show himself. He was banished. And see, like I said before, this leprosy, it shows up on the outside and it begins to cause your skin to decay and maybe cause some limbs to break off. But there's a death that's taking place on the inside. It's killing the sensitivity. Couldn't really feel no more. When it came to relationships, I didn't care. They came or went because I was hidden away in a whole nother world. Yeah, I was here. I was the Derek that everybody wanted me to be, but I was hidden away. I was banished, no longer able to relate. And I remember growing up, and I remember my father, who was this drug dealer, who also was a heroin addict at the same time. And I remember him being in the hospital, and he's laying there, he's all balled up, curled up, and he's dying. And, you know, I come in the hospital, and now I'm that man that I think my father want me to be. And so I see my father, he's laying here all balled up on the bed, and he's dying, and he's like gurgling out of his throat. And so I'm thinking he's trying to tell me that they're not treating him right. So I'm flipping the script on the nurses, the doctors. I'm going crazy because I'm thinking that's what my father's expecting. Because that's what he did for me. You see, when I had those two bullets in my chest and I was laying in that hospital, I remember my father leaning over to me in the hospital. And he said, Derek, tell me who it was. He said, I'll push him in front of a bus. Nobody got to know. So here I am in the hospital. My father's dying. I'm screaming at the nurses and the doctors. And when I leave, I go home. And on my ride home, now I know that it was God. But those gurgling sounds that my father was making, he wasn't telling me that they was mistreating him. God said that he was trying to tell me that he loved me. And when I began to realize that the man that I wanted to please so much, all this time, never hearing those words that I love you, causing me to be insensitive to relationships. I couldn't care less. He tells me that he loves me. And it's almost at that moment that I felt like Jesus himself was touching me. Like, I didn't know what it was, because there was this warm feeling that came over me that I never experienced in my life. I never experienced it in my life. But it felt so good. But see, here's the good news tonight. And you no longer have to stay in that place. See, Jesus want to make himself vulnerable to you tonight. And he want to meet you right in the middle of that leprosy. He wants to touch you and make you whole. See, he wants us to be able to come into a place like this and take off the mask. And be able to scream out to him and say, Lord, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. This is what he wants to do for you tonight. He wants to give you freedom. The Bible says this, that where the Spirit of God is, which he's here tonight, there is freedom. There's liberty. There are so many people that find themselves trapped. You find yourself banished because of that form of leprosy that you may have. And it don't have to come in the form of a skin disease. It can be an addiction that's causing you to be pushed away. It could be a relationship that you know you're not supposed to be in, and so you find yourself backing away. God wants to touch you tonight. You know what? I know that there are some in this room, and you know exactly who you are. There might not be a lot of you here. See, I'm not afraid of that. There might not be. It might be one of you in this room or one of you that's looking online that God is reaching out even right now, and he's touching you, and you sense that he's making himself vulnerable to you because he wants to heal you. You know what I'm going to ask? Because the work is already done, I'm going to ask the music ministry if they would come. And I ask Colin to sing one more song. And while the music ministry is coming, I'm going to make an invitation tonight. Right? And this is only for the person who wants to give their lives to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they might walk in this relationship and find themselves free. That's who we're asking for tonight. And I'm going to tell you something. I know in a place like this where there's so many people, it can be, you know, some of us don't like a lot of attention on us. But that man that was at the bottom of that mountain, he didn't care no more. When Jesus came down there, he was already there. He was on his knees and he says, Lord, if you can heal me. And Jesus says that I will. And the work is already done. You have already been touched by Jesus. You have already been healed. You just got to make your way up here tonight to worship him. I'm going to ask everybody to stand to your feet as the music ministry begins to sing. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to the words of this song. And if the words in this song match the words in your heart, what I want you to do is make your way out of the seat, up there in the balcony, down here on the main floor, and even you that are online, I want you to make your way even to the front of the TV. You see, I remember one time, I used to listen, before I was saved, I used to listen to hard rap. I couldn't take no soft gospel music. And I remember one day in my house, my wife had the gospel music blazing. And I was hiding in the hallway behind the wall because I didn't want her to see me. And when I heard the words of this song, God began to put his hands on me and he touched me. And I began to weep like I never weep before. But I know right then and there, he began to change me. And you are not exempt tonight. So I'm going to ask you, make your way. We mean business tonight. God wants to make moves in your life. He wants to change you. He wants to heal you. Don't be afraid. The person next to you, just lean over to him and say, listen, yo, if you go down, I go with you. Don't miss your blessing tonight. God is here and he came for you. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. It's nothing like these moments right here. What you're experiencing now is God is just, he's touching you. But with his touch comes absolutely everything that you need. This healing, this freedom with the touch of God. Oh, it's all right, my brother. I feel God. He's weeping for us all tonight. There's a weeping in his heart for you because you're special to God. I just want to pray for you all tonight. Lord, God, help us, God. God, thank you, God, for just meeting with us tonight, God. Lord, and not being afraid to be vulnerable, God. So many, God, have banished us, God. But you embrace us, God. Lord, tonight, God, we are accepted in the beloved, God. God, you go before us and behind us tonight. And your hand of blessing is upon our head. God, even as we stand here, God, Lord, you're healing us, God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. You're bringing freedom in our hearts and in our lives, God. God, now I'm asking, God, for these that are here tonight, that you would seal the decision that they've made by the earnestness of your Holy Spirit. Lord, this is out of their hands tonight, God, and it's in your hands, God. I'm asking, God, that you would walk with them. God, that you would talk with them. Lord, that you would be with them, God. That you would encourage them, strengthen them, give them wisdom beyond their years. Give them courage and boldness to be able to stand, God. And then use them, Lord. You see, that leper, Jesus told him, after he touched him, he says, don't tell nobody. He said, go and show the priests. But the Bible says that leper, he told everybody. He told everybody. You want to know why? Because his life was changed. He had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And so that's what I want you to do. You tell everybody that you are a new man, a new woman in Jesus Christ. That he is now your Savior, your God, and your King. God bless you. God bless you.